It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Investing in kingdom advancement endeavors. Investing in kingdom advancement endeavors. In Job chapter 36 verse 11, the Bible tells us, he said, if they obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. According to this scripture, kingdom stewardship is the highway to supernatural affluence and enviable success. We have just heard from a testimony that was read to us. The brother said that Matthew 6:33 works like fire. When the kingdom of God becomes our priority, the struggles of life depart from our proximity. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things that others are struggling to get, they are naturally added to you. It's important for us to therefore recognize that it is our commitment to the enlargement of the kingdom that determines our ultimate enlargement in life and destiny. Jesus is placed before us as the ultimate example that we are to follow. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. And the Bible said concerning Jesus in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 down to verse 11. He said, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, he said, but made himself of no reputation, and it took him on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And the Bible tells us, as a result of that, he said, he was being fashioned a man, he humbled himself to become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. As a result, he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him. There is no one that can be lifted until they decide to stoop in stewardship. He said, let this mind be in you. That mindset was in Christ Jesus. He didn't regard his royal estate. The Bible said he took on the form of a servant. Let me say this to us this morning. In the kingdom of God, you are born a child. You grow a son, but you are sent a servant. God cannot use individuals that do not possess a stewardship mentality. A son has authority, but a servant has responsibility. And the price of greatness is responsibility. It is so critical for us to recognize that until responsibility is taken, greatness is not attained. Responsibility is said to be the pathway to enthronement. And it is stewardship in the kingdom of God that is the demonstration of spiritual responsibility. If you understand that, say aloud, amen. We therefore must understand that our ultimate calling in the kingdom of God is the calling of stewardship. Luke chapter 4 verse 8. Luke chapter 4 verse 8. He said, and Jesus answered and said, 14 and verse 8, sorry. The Bible tells us there that we are expected to be servants. To be servants. In Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1, the Bible tells us there concerning the children of Israel. He said, the Lord said unto Moses, go to Pharaoh. He said, and speak unto him. Tell him, let my people go that they may serve me. The reason why you escaped from sin was to escape into service. You have been called into the responsibility of stewardship. If you understand that, say aloud, amen. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13 down to verse 15, the Bible makes us to understand. He said, if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, he said, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, he said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot or to God, purge your conscience from dead works to do what? To serve. You are saved to serve. It means, therefore, that the value of your salvation is demonstrated in stewardship. You are saved to serve. It purges our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. It means that without service, your salvation is not demonstrating its actual value. May God help our understanding. It is also important for us to understand that you do not need to be a preacher to be a servant of God. All through scriptures, we see examples of individuals that were servants of God who were not preachers. In Psalm chapter 105, verse 42, the Bible speaking concerning Abraham, it says there, Abraham, his servant. Abraham was a servant of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 6 and verse 20. He said, Daniel, thou servant of the Most High God. Thou servant. Servant of the living God. Daniel was a politician. Yet, he was a servant of God. We meet also in Job chapter 1 verse 8. God himself testifying of Job. He said, have you seen my servant Job? Have you seen my servant Job? In Psalm chapter 89, beginning from verse 20 to 24, God again testifying concerning David. He said, the Lord, he said, I have found David my servant. The ultimate pathway to greatness in this kingdom is the pathway of stewardship. I pray for somebody here today that the grace for profitable stewardship will be released upon you in the name of Jesus. Who is a servant of God? A true servant is one who is committed to the interest of another. A true servant is one who is committed to the interest of another. Therefore, you can say that a servant of God is one who is all out to serve God and the interest of his kingdom. You remember from the scripture we took earlier in Philippians chapter 2, beginning from verse 5 down to verse 11. He said concerning Jesus that the mind that was in him needs to be in us. He said, who though it was equal with God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, but it took on the form of a servant. And that stewardship took him to the place of obedience. He was obedient even to the obedience of death. He said, wherefore God therefore highly exalted him. So a servant is one who is committed to the interest of God and of his kingdom here on the earth. If you understand that, say aloud, amen. However, it's also important for us to recognize that service is not a gift. Service is a choice. In Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, the Bible says to us there, he said, and if it seems evil to you, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. So service is not a gift. It's not a gift of the Holy Spirit. Service is a choice. Jesus decided to take on the form of a servant. That is why I said you are born a child. You grow a son. But you are sent a servant. And the one who is sent is the one who has made himself available to God. Availability is not the product of absence of responsibility. Availability is actually the product of making room for kingdom responsibility. There are so many people who claim, I'm too busy to serve God. The truth is this. There is no man that is too busy for anything he makes a priority. No matter how busy you are as an individual, you have never been too busy to eat. Because whatever you decide is a responsibility, whatever you decide is a priority, you naturally make room for it. So busyness is not an excuse against stewardship. Busyness is not an excuse against stewardship. Every individual that rises high in the kingdom makes room for responsibility. Availability is a product of making room. May God give you grace to make room today. Amen. I said, may God give you grace to make room today. Amen. Jesus made a statement very striking in Luke chapter 2 and verse 49. He said, do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? So kingdom advancement is actually divine business. It is big time business. Big time business. Somebody said, I was praying 5 hours in the day and 2 hours in the night, which is equal to 7 hours a day. And the natural work day is 8 hours a day, minus 1 hour break, which equals 7 hours a day. He was in full-time labor. And he said, God gave me a job with a salary that can only make a person speak in tongues. Because God has marked him to discover that if this man is given a breakthrough, he will not lose his salvation. There are so many people who have not yet broken through, but yet they have looked at themselves and I'm too busy, I cannot do this thing. But hear me and hear me very well this morning. There is nothing that you cannot do if you decide it. Today I pray that God will give somebody here the grace to run with certain specific decisions you make here at Shiloh. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we have said that serving God is big time business. Why is that so? We can take a cue from the word of God in the book of Exodus chapter 23 verse 25 and 26. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He said, there shall nothing cast their young, neither shall be barren in the land, and the number of your days you will fulfill. You look at every one of those blessings, they are classified in nature. You serve the Lord your God, he blesses your bread and water. And when Jesus blessed the bread began to multiply. So when God blesses your bread cannot finish. He said he will take sickness away from you. He takes away every ounce of discomfort. Because the one who serves him, he will purge that he serves him even further. He said he will stop every form of miscarriage. He said there shall nothing cast their young. It means that you are not recording pregnancies without delivery. It means every pregnancy equals delivery. And he said in case pregnancy has been a problem to get, there shall be none that is barren. For somebody here today, I see that becoming your testimony. And he said, as you are doing this, the number of your days you will fulfill. For somebody here today, I pray for you that the grace that elongates life and destiny will be released upon you afresh. Somebody believe it, say the loudest amen. I said, somebody believe it, say the loudest amen. There is no man on divine assignment that can be canceled by death on his way to divine purpose. No individual. A child of destiny is a child that cannot be killed. If you are pursuing divine plan, preservation is your portion. That will be somebody's experience here. I said that will be somebody's experience here. I said that will be somebody's experience here. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. I said that will be somebody's experience here. God's servant has shared a testimony. He was coming back from somewhere some time ago, some years ago. And he said, suddenly the car began to move. And in the state, the car was swerving. And in that state, knowing that he is on divine assignment, he said, this car will not hit that culvert. And just a few inches to hit it, the car stopped. Because you can't have an accident on divine assignment. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You must understand that when you read the Bible, not everything you see as a promise is generally applicable. The people he was speaking to are people who just went out on soul winning. He said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying even the devils were subject. And Jesus said, you don't know what happens when you are going out on my behalf. There is nothing that is permitted to hurt you. All through the new year, nothing shall hurt you. Somebody believe me, say the loudest amen. It is important for us to recognize, however, that although in the kingdom, stewardship is in varied dimensions. You have prayer stewardship like we heard in the first word. You have physical stewardship like we do in our various service units. But you also have the stewardship of soul winning, and this is the most critical in God's kingdom. In Luke chapter 15 verse 7, the Bible makes us to understand that concerning every soul in heaven, every soul that is won, heaven is rejoicing. So heaven gathers around soul winning. Check it and read your Bible well. Heaven will not gather when you build a new house. Heaven will not celebrate when you have a new car. But one thing that sends heaven into party mode, excitement mode, is soul winning. It means, therefore, that the cheapest way to bring joy to God's heart is soul winning. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, the Bible makes us to understand, it says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So to God, one soul is worth more than the whole world. That is why one of the vital callings of every believer is the calling of being a soul winner. One of the vital callings of every believer is the calling of being a soul winner. Please hear this and hear it very well. I believe that it is a sign of irresponsibility to require encouragement for soul winning. Why do I say so? Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. He said, I said that I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in me as a fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary of forbearing, and I could not stay. We live in a generation where people need to be pushed to go. But here Jeremiah said, I had a problem with keeping quiet. Please hear this. Any office that you work that Jesus has not been announced, you are disgracing him there. Everywhere we are sent as kingdom emissaries for the turning of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. If you understand that, say loud amen. Amen. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33, we see what God's mentality is here concerning the kingdom of God. He said, another parable spake he unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole of it was leavened. What God is saying is this: I put you and hid you in that office until the whole office is saved. I put you and hid you on that campus until the whole campus is saved. What does it mean to you and to me? It means every child of God is God's investment for the harvest of the world. You have been invested in your community, in your work environment, in your educational environment for the harvest of the world. That is the reason why you are there. But it's also interesting for us to note that God is not a user of men. God is a rewarder of men. In other words, no one goes on assignment for God without something to show. That is why one of the greatest jackpot of destiny is placing yourself at the mercy of divine agenda. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things that others are struggling to get, they will be added to you. Today I see somebody entering that realm. Now, what are some of the benefits or the blessings of soul winning? The Bible says something interesting in John chapter 4 verse 36. It said, he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. So there is a wage, there is a pay. There are things that accrue to you for engagement in divine agenda. And this morning we want to look at just about two of them, and then we are going to rise and pray. Number one is guaranteed answers to prayers. Guaranteed answers to prayers. In John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you will ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. No matter what it is, you ask him, it becomes your portion. But how does that take place? He said, go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Hear this. You have not prayed well until you pray into answers. And the one guarantee for answers in prayers is engagement in soul winning. It is possible to pray long and not pray well. The evidence of good prayer is good answers. And good answers come on the platform of soul winning. If you understand that, say loud amen. In John chapter 11 verse 42, Jesus appeared before the tomb of Lazarus. He had been dead for 4 days. And hear what he said. He said, John chapter 2 and verse 42. John 11, 42, sorry. He said, but because, he said, I know that thou hearest me always. How many times? That is, there is no prayer he prayed he was not sure of. I know that thou hearest me always. Look at verse 41 of that scripture. Jesus lifted his hand and he gave thanks, saying, Father, I thank thee, for thou hast heard me. But verse 42 says, thou hearest me always. In that same John chapter 11 verse 20 to 23, Martha came to Jesus and confirmed the same thing. He said, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, she went out and met him in the house and said unto him, he said, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died. He said in verse 22, but I know that now even whatsoever you ask, God will give it unto thee. Not everybody is in the same category. Martha was one of those who followed Jesus. But she knew that it is possible for her to pray and God not answer. But she knew it was impossible for Jesus to pray and God not answer. What took him to that dimension? Very simple. His commitment to the cause of God. Jesus came not only to rescue individuals in his own time, but he came to die for every one of us to live generations later. Because of that commitment, there was nothing he would ask God that God will not give to him. I pray for somebody here that it will be said of you also that there is nothing you ask God that God does not give you. Amen. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen. I said somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen. I said somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen. Some years ago, I was with God's servant, our father, and he said something in a casual statement to me, and it caught my attention. He looked at me and said, he was talking about something in particular. He said, I know God hears me when I pray. After he made that statement, I went back into my room. And I asked myself, am I sure that I can say the same? You see, not everybody is in the same category, but your category is by the choices you make. We have heard him say that 1976, he made a decision from certain revelation he caught to seek first the kingdom and all of the agendas of God and every other thing will be added unto him. From that platform, he secured direct access to answers to prayers. Hear this and hear it very well. If you don't want to suffer prayer frustrations, then get involved in kingdom assignment. Your pursuit of the agenda of God, particularly soul winning, gives you access to every kind of answer you desire in prayer. In Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24, he said, before you call, I answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear them. Before they call. So it's not everybody, it's a group of people. And those individuals are the ones who have sold themselves out to God. They have sold themselves out to the kingdom of God. They have become seeds planted in the kingdom of God. God's servant said that many years ago, he was before the Lord and he said, Lord, will you not even allow me to pray before you answer? Because there were certain things that he had not even prayed for, but they were dropping on his lap. And he said, the Lord said, there are a category of people that before they call, I answer them. While they are yet speaking, I'm telling them, here I am. I'd like you to understand this. When you are on assignment for God, you don't look for God, he looks for you. There are people struggling to find God. And there are those God is always after them. You see, when your heart is pursuing and panting after the agenda of God, God is also pursuing after you. It becomes a mutual pursuit. And hear this. You can look for something as a man and not find it. But can God look for something and not find it? If God is looking for you, there's no way he will not find you. Today I pray for you that God in this season, this from glory to glory season that you are entering, God will start looking out for you. And if you look at everyone that every time you find people on assignment, for example in prayers, he said, I sought for a man. God looks for people for prayer. He said, the laborers are few. So God looks for laborers in soul winning. And when he looks for them, he's looking for them to address their needs. God looks for them to see whatever will be a distraction to the assignment to take care of it. For somebody here today, whatever will be a distraction to you in any way, shape or form, I see God taking care of it. Amen. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Number two benefit we look at this morning, number two blessing of soul winning is divine favor. Say with me, divine favor. Psalm chapter 102 verse 13 to 15, he said, thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Why? He said, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and they favor the dust thereof. He said, and the hidden shall fear thy name, and the kings of the earth thy glory. So according to the scripture, we see every time you favor the cause of God, God favors you. And there is no way God favors you that any man will disfavor you. Please hear this and hear it very well this morning. Favor is more important than money. Favor is what I call a spiritual magnet. It attracts to you what you desire. It is a spiritual magnet. And understand this, you don't need to be liked to be favored. When favor is upon your life, even people who don't like you will help you. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. Somebody, for example, is looking for miracle marriage. The answer to it is favor. He said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and has obtained favor from the Lord. So the simple answer to marital breakthrough is favor. Maybe you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Among other things, the answer to the fruit of the womb is favor. Because Psalm 127 verse 3 says, it says that children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So you don't struggle for children. When you are on assignment for him, you find children cheaply being delivered into your hand. I see that becoming your own experience. I said, I see that becoming your own experience. I said, I see that becoming your own experience. I said, I see that becoming your own experience. In the church in London, we had several incidences of individuals trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb over several periods of time. One of the testimonies I recall was a lady who she had been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Finally, first time she took in, she went for a scan, and they discovered the baby that was developing in the womb had no head. So the baby was flushed out, and all kinds of spiritual attacks. But then the avenue for soul winning opened up, and then she began to engage. She began to engage. Crusades, soul winning, every time you found her there. And suddenly, the tummy began to increase. And began to increase. And began to increase. And to the glory of God, I think the baby will be getting close to about 7 months old now. That God gave to her on the platform of soul winning. There are things you are wrestling for in prayer that God says, pursue after what my heart is, and I will give to you. Just a reward. It was given to her as an addition. I don't know who is here struggling with the fruit of the womb. But what I know is this. As you plug into divine agenda by a decision of the heart. Please hear this. Your decision is as important as your action. When you decide, God takes you serious. So if you can make a decision upon this mountain, by the time you return, you would have been confirmed pregnant. Favor brings about marriage, brings about children. It brings about resources. He said, they got not the land in their possession by their own sword. He said, neither did their own hand give it to them. But thou hast a favor unto them. So there is nothing you are looking for that favor cannot give you. We heard yesterday about a young man, 18-year-old, engaging in kingdom advancement, soul winning, and from there became a landlord at age 18 this year here in the Faith Tabernacle. There is nothing you desire that cannot be attracted by this magnet of favor, and the magnet of favor rests upon your life on the platform of soul winning. Therefore, it means it is wisdom to engage on this platform. I pray that God will give you the grace to maintain this as a lifestyle, not only now, but forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close with this statement. There is nothing, your stewardship, answers according to the quality that you offer unto him. Your quality engagement. Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 18 to 20. See what the scripture says here. It says, "Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has caused his army to serve a great service," not an ordinary service. He said, "Every head was made bowed and every shoulder peeled, carrying the weight of his assignment." He said, "Yet there has no wages been paid for him. Therefore, the Lord God has said, I will give you the land of Egypt, and he will take her multitude and her spoil and her prey, and there shall be wages for his army." He said, "They served a great service, so I'm not ready to pay them small. I will give them a country as their payment." Hear me, there is nothing God will spare when it comes to his agenda and his assignment. All that is required is a commitment from the heart.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, 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 he's at the door.
Say after me, "Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me, and on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.